Dave Moore on Today FM podcast.
Ask Dave on Today FM. Ask Dave a difficult question. Do I know the answer? Well, probably. And sure, if I don't, I'll Google it there.
That's Cahill harmonizing there, not me. Did you like it?
Yeah.
Just do it, you know, maybe do it and record it and then put it in and see if we like it.
Chat first.
Yeah, but chat first. Ask Dave is here, where you can ask me pretty much anything and I'll try my best to find an answer for you. Sometimes I will employ the wonderful world of Google. Sometimes I'll know the answer. And other times I'll defer to someone who's more qualified. Today's one of those days. I got a message in from Lisa O'Malley in Cork and she says, "Hey Dave, since I heard the genius of busking for love."
Genius. I
mean, we'll stop right there. We're gonna rise, gonna shine, gonna wear the crown. We are busking for love, cause we want to. When we sing, there's nothing that we can't do. I mean, what a song.
Beautiful.
What a moment and what a memory, guys. That was Busking for Love, the Today FM presenters singing Busking for Love for, obviously, the big busk. And raising loads of money, which was great. But anyway, since I heard the genius of Busking for Love, says Lisa, it was written by me, I should say. Yes. I've been wondering about how you write pop songs. Not you specifically, Dave, but songs in general. Like, who are songwriters? How do they write songs? I'm intrigued, Dave. Intrigued, says Lisa. Well, yeah, so Busking for Love was written in the isolation of my bedroom with AI-generated lyrics. So AI was the only companion I had.
Yeah.
But a lot of songs are written in group writing sessions, particularly pop songs, okay? And they are usually grouped with, your artist is grouped with professional songwriters, okay? Because there's a whole, like, army of people who write songs, the songs that you know and love, that you only hear, you know, is from George Ezra or
Sabrina Carpenter,
whoever. Like, they're involved, a lot of them, some of them aren't. But a lot of them are. But also, there are 7, 8, 4, 3, 5, 9 people who also sit in a room and come up with all these ideas, and they have different skill sets. Some of them are really good at, you know, the music, the beats or whatever. Some of them are great at what's called top line writing, which is just getting that sick, catchy melody or that one lyric. Someone's a lyric person or whatever. These people are all over the world and they're effectively living the dream that I had before I worked in radio, which is, I thought that's what I would be.
So do you think that there's just some chap in LA that wrote, "I'm working late because I'm a singer"?
It could have been Sabrina Carpenter, or it could have been a chap in LA, absolutely, in a writing session who sat there. He could have had that lyric in his arsenal or her arsenal for years, waiting for the opportunity for it to put it in, because it's so catchy, iconic and
brilliant.
Memorable.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to answer these questions because, as I said, I wanted to be a professional songwriter. It never happened for me, but that was fine. I work in radio now. But Rob Wells is a Canadian professional songwriter whose songs have been streamed over 4 billion times.
Gee.
Rob has worked with Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Boyzone, Nelly Furtado, Weezer, and even my all-time faves, the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, wow.
So to answer Lisa's question, I asked Rob, when he's in a room with a group of songwriters and or a famous artist, how do pop songs actually get written? Like, do songwriters usually start with the music or the lyrics?
I like the idea first. So for me, it has to be a fantastic idea. It has to be a great concept. And from that, I'll get the emotion from that. And once I have the concept and the emotion, that will kind of dictate everything for me. It will dictate what kind of music I'm going to make, whether it's major chords, whether it's minor chords, whether the music is fast or whether it's slow. It'll dictate what kind of lyric we have. I'll try to zero in on the chorus as soon as possible as I'm writing. I'll try to create that chorus first so that I want all of those lyrics to point towards that final destination, so that my song becomes as streamlined as possible and just really, really works.
And are there rules then that you would apply to your writing or songwriting rules in general, which are like, you know, it's been 33 seconds, get to the chorus, idiot, or you know what I mean? Or are you happy to just write whatever feels correct?
I have this thing where I imagine that there's this imaginary finger that is heading towards the skip button. And as I'm writing, I keep seeing this imaginary finger heading towards the skip button. It's getting closer. And I better do something to reset the position of that skip finger. Some songs, I've had my chorus appear at the very beginning. Mm. Some songs, I've had the chorus happen 20 seconds into the song. It really is different on a song-by-song basis. So really, the big takeaway here is that you always serve the song, whatever the song needs, in order to make sure that that imaginary finger never hits that skip button, then I think you're onto something good.
And when an artist, rather than a group of songwriters, enters the room with you or with a group of you, and they make a terrible suggestion, let's just imagine this scenario. Is it up to yes. you and the group to, you know, steer that artist away from, you know what, that lyric just isn't really the right one, or that melody is really bad? Like, how do you handle those scenarios?
So it's that whole thing with improv that's called yes and. Mm. And we try to make our room what we call the house of yes. And what that means is just any idea that comes in, you should really honor it and you should try it. And really figure out, does this work? Can it fit? Does it go anywhere in the song? Sometimes the quirkiest and the craziest and the idea that just doesn't seem like it should be in there is the right idea.
Gotcha.
And sometimes the idea that they present is really not a great idea and really shouldn't be in there. However, the way that you address it is very important.
Well, the amazing thing is that Rob and all of his knowledge will be at the International Songwriting Retreat and the Youth Songwriting Retreat from the 15th to the 28th of July at the Irish Institute for Music and Song. And you can visit the website internationalsongwritingretreat.com. And if you want to join Rob, you can do that and learn from all of his experience, which spans, as I said, everything from the Backstreet Boys, Justin Bieber, Cyndi Lauper, our very own Boyzone and Jedward, Paloma Faith, Pixie Lott, Weezer. You've done everything, Rob. You are living my dream. So, listen, thank you so much for the time and your expertise today. Really appreciate it. And hopefully I might see you up there in July at their songwriting retreat. That sounds amazing.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so. Thank you for plugging that. I love the retreat so much. I love Ireland so much. I love the people of Ireland. And I love everybody that I meet at that retreat. And it really is a life-changing experience for everyone, including myself. So I hope to see you all there.
Amazing. Rob, thanks a million for taking the time. Take care.
Pleasure. Take care, Dave.
Bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
Bye.
There you go. That's Rob Wells. He's a professional songwriter. Hopefully answered Lisa's question and anybody else who had a question there about songwriting. Now we know. So it's all put together.
Dave Moore on Today FM Podcast.